This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
Our guest today, we have Douglas Hutchings, who is the CEO of Pika Solar. Welcome to the program.
Thanks, Derek. I'm really glad to be here.
How do you, is there anything else that you can think of to share about being a leader or about developing your product? I mean, just with our audience out there, just anything that comes to your mind that's been the top three tips you've learned recently, or anything in your journey that stands out that you've been passionate about or that's been on your mind?
Yeah, I mean, I think, one thing is the role of failure in success. I was talking to someone about this the other day because, when I first got started, right, so I was finishing my PhD at the University of Arkansas. Overwhelmingly, most people go on to get a job at a big engineering company, right? Like Lockheed Martin, sure. Micron, TI, someone like that. And I was sitting there saying, I'd really like to do this company. Things seem to be lining up. But in the back of my head, I was thinking, well, what happens if I fail, right?
Yeah.
And I think traditionally, Arkansas is a relatively conservative state. And I was literally thinking, hey, if I try this and fail, is that going to hamper me for anything else I want to do later on? And, I probably spent a couple of weeks pondering this, talking to people. And there was a real chance that it would stop me from actually just taking that step. And when I talked to, upcoming graduates of the university who want to commercialize their research, you can hear the same line of thought going on in their head, right? But what if I fail? And I think, failure is a critical part of success. I think, you want to fail, find out what doesn't work as quickly as possible. But, I fail way more than I'd like to admit and stuff, but that's how you push the envelope forward.
So that's great. That's what I was actually going to ask you about is how do you deal with failure? And I've had a couple of businesses and I've had a few that have done reasonably well.
Yep.
I've had a few that failed. And when I'm a guest on podcasts, it seems like they always want to ask me, tell me about your failures. And at first, when I first started doing these and was a guest, I would be, I'd be hesitant to talk about it because I'm trying to share the successes I've had. But I realized almost therapeutic to start talking about them. And you start to look at your journey and some of the failures, as long as you learn from them, you said earlier, make it once, make the mistake one time. I think they're a powerful mosaic towards the things that we learn later on. I interviewed, so many interviews we do, we hear failure stories and then they stumbled upon something big.
Right. Yep.
Like Ville Customs, who is, they're partners with Mark Cuban and Barbara Cochran. Oh, it's the cruiser bikes.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And he had several businesses, some failed, some didn't. And he went to LA and pitched something and they said no. And he was just kind of bummed out. He went to Venice Beach and he rented a cruiser bike. Uh-huh. Now he's got one of the most successful, fastest growing companies in that niche. So